The techniques in this audio are going to give you a perfect foundation for the rest of the course. All of the other techniques I'm teaching you become 100 times more powerful. And the reason why this is so powerful is because obviously it's going to be much easier to influence and to persuade a person to do something if you are the controller. And a good example of this is if you have an older brother or a sister. When you were younger, I'm willing to bet that the older brother or sister was the one who was in control. If they said that they wanted to go ride a bike, then that's exactly what you wanted to do. If they wanted to dress up as a pirate, then that's exactly what you wanted to do. And you see this kind of thing all the time. And it's because they were the person in control. Or as another example of how powerful it can be to be in the position of the controller, take a look at the mealworm experiment. If you never heard of the mealworm experiment, it was a powerful experiment conducted by Stanley Milgram back in 1963. And it was all about how people will commit atrocious acts just because someone of authority is telling them to. So the way the experiment worked was there were two participants taking part in the experiment. The first participant had to ask questions to the second participant, who was in another room. And every time the second participant answered a question wrong, the first participant was told to administer an electric shock to the second participant. And each time a question was answered wrong, the volts of electric shocks were increased. So before the experiment, psychologists were asked to predict how many people would continue to administer the electric shocks to the second participants to the point where they were administering the highest shock possible, which was 450 volts. The psychologist's prediction was 0.1%. And they were completely wrong. The results of the experiment were over 50% of the participants continued all the way up to 450 volts. So just because a guy in a white coat was telling them to, the majority of the participants were willing to administer lethal electric shocks to the people on the receiving end of the experiment. And that's what the Godfather Method is all about. It's about engineering a situation where people automatically see you as the controller. So they naturally do whatever it is you tell them to do. And when we talk about becoming the controller, what we're really talking about is becoming the alpha. And you probably never thought about this whole thing on such a deep level, but in any social interaction, there's always going to be one alpha and everybody else is going to be a beta. And what that ultimately means is that one person is always the leader and everybody else is a follower. And it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, you can still be the alpha and you can still be a beta. For example, I'm sure you've been in situations where a woman is calling all the shots. She's saying, let's go here to eat, or come on, we have to go here and catch our train at 6 o'clock. Well, she is the one leading the group, so she is the alpha. And by the way, alphas are not just prevalent in human social dynamics. If you've ever watched any nature programs, then you have no doubt seen alphas exist within the animal kingdom. And it's the same thing with every living creature on this planet. For example, if you take a pack of lions, the alpha lion always eats first and then it goes on down the line. The alpha female and the betas. As well as that, the alpha male lion always gets to take his pick of the lionesses that he wants to mate with. And it's the same thing with any human interaction. If you want to persuade people and you want to influence them, you need to make sure that people know you are the alpha. But I'm not talking about waking up and saying, by the way, I'm the alpha, because that's not how it works. Being the alpha is something which is subcommunicated. And I'll talk more about that in a bit, but right now, I know some of you might be thinking that you're just not the type of person who people follow. You're not a leader. And if you're having those kind of thoughts, then honestly, you don't have to worry, because I'm about to lay down every step you need to take to ensure that you are the alpha in your social circle and your workplace, and you're the alpha in any social dynamic. And I'm about to break down everything that I do to make sure that I'm the highest value person in any room I walk into. I'm going to show you how to be the cool, confident person in the room. And I'm going to show you how to drown the room in social proof and have people actually wanting to approach you and talk to you. And I'm confident that I can get you results, whatever your level, because I used to be a guy who had no idea how people of power could have so much influence over people. But now I'm one of the most accomplished alpha males you'll ever meet. And I've used these techniques on hundreds of people, so they've been tested in the real world and they work. And the reason why they work so well is because whenever I interact with anyone, the impression I make is I'm confident and I'm dominant. And at the same time, I balance this off with being really open and honest with everyone I meet. So the result of this is a really powerful attraction generator in both guys and girls. And you can create powerful rapport with anyone, and you can do it fast. So before we get started, I just want to take a second to talk about the kind of situations where it will benefit you to take on the position of the alpha. For example, your social circle is always a good place to start. And in your personal social circle, the current alpha is usually the person who's the most outgoing. And again, probably the person who's the most social. And even if you don't have a social circle right now, then we've got you covered because we've even got techniques for that. Another place where you might find it useful to implement the techniques we talk about here is in your workplace. Because there's always going to be an alpha. And normally there's two types of alphas in the workplace. Not always, but most of the time, you will find your boss is the alpha in the workplace because he has situational value. And by that, I mean because he's your boss, then everyone has to show him a certain amount of respect. But a lot of times, chances are, if you take him out of that environment, then he will not naturally be the alpha. He will not naturally be the leader. So then that leads me to the second alpha in the workplace. And he is the real alpha, the natural born leader. So if it's a work environment, it might be the person who stands up to the boss the most and can get away with it. Or the guy who comes up with the most creative ideas on how to make more money for the company. So when you find the alpha, you'll notice that he's the guy who everyone gravitates towards. He's the guy who's telling a story, and when he gets to the punchline, everybody laughs, even if it's not funny. And he's the guy who you will learn to become. And by the way, this isn't just for guys. For the ladies listening, you can use these same techniques to become the female alpha of your workplace or your social circle. And this will benefit anyone because the alpha is always the first in line for promotion or a raise. So you want to be in this position if you can. So another situation you might use these techniques could be in a club or a bar or any social event. And you approach a group of people and you want to hypnotize them or you just want to become the controller of that group. Then you'll definitely need to find the alpha of the group. And it's usually the person who's the most social and has the most connections. So once you find the alpha, you can use these techniques to make that person like you, trust you, and see you as a friend. And when I teach these techniques to people, one of the things they always tell me is how they never in their life thought about social dynamics and social engineering on such a deep level, and they had no idea about the characteristics of an alpha. So just remember, in any social dynamic, there is always an alpha who's the leader of the group, and then everybody else is a beta, which means unconsciously they're following the alpha. And if you know what to look for, you will see this in any social situation you're in. And just like you, before you bought this course, 99.9% of people in the world have no idea about social dynamics, and they have no idea about these techniques you'll be using because it's all covert. And that's why you don't need to worry about being caught whenever you're using them, because no one even knows they exist. And besides that, most people are too busy worrying about what's going on in their own lives right now, and they don't even think about any of this stuff on such a deep level. So by learning this stuff, you will be able to break down any social dynamic and engineer it so that it's the way you want it to be. Now, how powerful is that? You can influence, persuade, hypnotize, and mind control anyone with this stuff. And it's going to be so much easier for you now that you know how to be the one who's in control, and you know what it means to be the alpha. So, question is, why is the alpha in control? So the reason the alpha is in control is because when it comes to social dynamics, an alpha is a leader, and people's brains are actually hardwired to respond to a leader. That's all people really want. A person who will lead them, and that needs to be you. And the big secret to becoming the leader is to become someone of high value. And once you implement the techniques we're about to get into, people will automatically see you as the highest value person in the room. So what is value? The easiest way to define what value really is to realize what the purpose of life is. So if you've never thought about this, the purpose of life for every living thing is to survive and replicate. And that's true for every living thing. So if you take a second to think about the smallest living organism, which is probably some kind of bacteria, then the purpose of their life is to survive and to keep on living and to replicate, which is to multiply. And when it comes to humans, again, every single thing we do, every behavior, is there to help us survive and to replicate. And that's the exact reason why people always look to follow the alpha. Because by aligning themselves with someone of high value, then their chances of survival and replication are increased. So to illustrate that point, let's think about the animal kingdom for a second. And just realize that when the female of the species is looking to mate, she chooses the strongest male of the species. And the reason for that is because by mating the strongest male, then the chances of her genes surviving through her offspring are increased. So she has successfully replicated. She has multiplied. Now, when it comes to humans, we're slightly more evolved than that, and we no longer choose our mates on physical strength alone. And we'll talk more about the attributes that constitute an alpha. But for now, just understand that even though we've evolved, people are still naturally drawn to whoever has the most value, and it's not a conscious thing. The fact that people are drawn to someone of high value is a behavior which is hardwired into us. And that's exactly why we feel nervous when we meet a celebrity. Because by aligning ourselves with them, then you can really improve your life because they have a higher social status than you do. For example, I have a friend and he's an actor on a TV show. So my friend gets into the most exclusive clubs and he gets a table at the best restaurants. And when I'm with him, because I'm aligned with him, that increases my value. So that's what value is. It's having the highest survival and replication value. And by having the highest value in the social dynamic, you naturally become the alpha, which means you are the controller. You're the one who's controlling the situation. And the social dynamic can change all the time. But with dark side hypnosis, we use our techniques to stay 50 moves ahead of everyone else so you can easily maintain your status as the alpha. It doesn't make a difference if you're male or female. You need to take the position of the controller if you want to be able to easily persuade, if you want to be able to influence, and if you want to be able to bend someone's mind around to your way of thinking. So how do we project higher value? Higher value is something that's subcommunicated. So in the same way that a guy might walk into a room and he will automatically demand focus through his body language, that's a subcommunication. So for example, you can mark your territory using subcommunications in many ways. And a perfect example of this is if you go to the movies, who gets the armrest, you or the other guy? Well, as the alpha, it should be you. So just think about that the next time you're taking your seat and getting ready to watch the movie. And that's exactly what you need to do. That's the first step you need to take to become the alpha and the controller of any situation by focusing on your subcommunications and actually being aware of the message that you're conveying. So if communication is something which is communicated through words like, I feel uncomfortable when I'm around you, a subcommunication is communicated through body language. It's subcommunicated. And subcommunications are going on all the time in every interaction. And as with any of the techniques we use, these subcommunications that you'll be implementing are all covert. They're all under the radar, and that's why they work so well. So you need to be able to subcommunicate that you are the highest value person in the room, and that you are the alpha. And by doing that, people will instinctively feel that you have something they either want, something they want to be around, or you have a lifestyle that they want to be a part of. So when you meet someone for the first time, you should know that they will always subconsciously read your subcommunications, and based on what you're subcommunicating, within 10 seconds, they will decide how much value you have compared to theirs. They will decide if they like you or not, and that first impression they get from you will influence every interaction they have with you after that. So the next time you're meeting a person for the first time, just be aware that they're unconsciously looking at your body language and the way you present yourself, and listening to the way you talk and how you talk. And based on the impression that they get from you, they'll decide how much value you have. And we call this your perceived value. The person is unconsciously assigning a perceived value to you based on the things that you've subcommunicated to them. So the bottom line is, if you want to be the one who's in control, if you want to be the alpha, then you need to subcommunicate the right things. And when it comes to subcommunicating, we actually subcommunicate around 12 things silently for every verbal communication that we make. So when we communicate with a person, around 65% of that communication is actually communicated non-verbally. And some of these body language signals we're aware of making, but most of the time we communicate subconsciously and we have no idea that we're even doing them. And this kind of subconscious communication is actually the kind of thing we're going to be getting into in the lie detector section of this course. So you better tell if someone is lying to you based on the things they're subcommunicating and they're telling you through those subcommunications. Perception is reality. Alright, so now I'm going to introduce you to the three most powerful words in this entire course. And those words are perception is reality. The reason these three words are so powerful is because whatever other people perceive to them is their reality. So as people who persuade, as people who influence, that's what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to persuade people into doing stuff or to acting a certain way. So one of the things you need to do is to control the perceptions of other people. And because of that, we can control the reality that they live in and that they experience. So you've heard me talk about being the one who's in control, being the alpha. But what about when it's physically impossible for you to be the alpha? For example, I talked about being the alpha in your workplace. But unless you're the boss, then there's always going to be someone who's technically above you. So they are the alpha, and you need to pay them a certain amount of respect, otherwise you might lose your job. But when you're in a situation like this, you want to at least give the perception that you are the alpha to everybody else who works there. And the reason why is because perception is reality. So if people perceive you as having high value and even maybe equal value to your boss, then the rest of the workforce will view you as being at least as alpha as your boss. And sometimes you can even engineer a situation where they see you as even more alpha than your boss. Because again, perception is reality. So to engineer this situation where people perceive you as the alpha, you need to start to act the way dominant people act. And we call this modeling. So whoever in your eyes you believe to be an alpha and the person who's in control, begin to notice what it is that they do to control the social interaction. And once you can see what it is that they do, as I said, you want to model this person, act the way they act, think the way they think. And when you start doing this, you begin to notice that after time, these new behaviors are a part of you and they've been internalized by you. And you can do them without thinking and do them automatically. Okay, so to get you started with these alpha behaviors, one of the first things I want you to start to notice about yourself is how you use your eyes, because your eyes are really important and they're one of the main parts of this whole thing that will let people know that you're the alpha. A person who's in control and a person who's the leader is not afraid to look directly into someone's eyes and command attention. When you're the one talking, the more eye contact you make with a person, the more dominant they'll perceive you to be. I mean, think about it like this. If you're having a conversation with anyone, even if it's the person behind the checkout at the store, then there's always an alpha and a beta. And chances are, now that you know this stuff, you begin to notice the dynamics of almost any social situation you're in, and you begin to recognize if you're naturally the alpha or not. And what do you want to be, the beta or the alpha? Of course you want to be the alpha. So next time you're talking to someone, I want you to really begin to notice how much eye contact you naturally give. Because if you're constantly looking down, or you're constantly looking away, then you're subcommunicating that you're submissive and that you have lower social status. And as well as that, the most important thing of all of this is going to be your voice. This is the biggest predictor of how good someone's going to be when they start using dark side hypnosis. And it all comes down to the clarity and the volume in which they speak. So as an example, the next time when you see two people having a conversation, you can see who's the more alpha by taking the time to notice how they're projecting their voice. And 9 times out of 10, the most alpha person will be the one with the loudest and the clearest voice. Go look in any social situation and you'll see that the person with the best voice is always the one with a higher value. And once you've learned how to use your voice in the right way to sub-communicate higher value, you'll start to notice that when you talk, people will be sucked into your reality because they find you interesting, and this makes people feel comfortable around you. So as you work on these subcommunications, you also want to adopt the mindset of an alpha. And the first thing that I can say anyone who's an alpha has in common is we all assume people will follow our lead. So if I'm talking, I'm leading the conversation. I'm the one who's coming up with the interesting topics of conversation, or I'm the one with the funny story. And you need to lead every interaction. And I know at first this might seem foreign to you, but you need to start to push past this feeling until leading becomes a part of who you are, because leading demonstrates confidence and leading demonstrates dominance, which are both traits of an alpha. So as an alpha, you want to lead every interaction you're in. and you need to lead physically as well as verbally. So as an example of physical leading, I would say, hey, let's go for lunch at that Italian place. Because you're physically leading by saying, hey, come on, let's go here, let's go to this place. So an example of verbal leading is just leading the conversation. So when you're talking to people, you are the one who's bringing up the interesting conversation topics. You're the one who's talking about the movie you just saw. You're the one who's telling the jokes or the funny stories. And if you watch any natural alpha, then this is exactly what they do. They lead the conversation and people respond to that. And I know this might sound ridiculously simple, but some people get caught up in the trap of thinking that they must do exactly what other people want them to do all the time, which is exactly the opposite of what you want to be doing. But with that said, you need to apply the principles with some common sense. I'm merely advocating that when a decision is there to be taken, more often than not, you should be the one to take that decision. Or when a conversation is flowing, most of the time, you should be leading that conversation. But the point is, the world will not end if you don't. Just be cool, and as long as you're leading more than anyone else, then you're doing okay. And the more you practice leading, the more natural it will feel for you to do it. And that's what we're aiming for. Because the goal here, guys, is to learn the skills so you don't even have to think about it. And when I was taught leading, I saw how powerful it was, and I started consciously doing it, which is fine. But then after a while, after a month or two, I started to lead subconsciously. It's something that just happens naturally, and this is what I want you to achieve. So the golden rule is always assume higher value. It doesn't matter who you're talking to. You should always have the mindset that you are the highest value person in the room, and that you are the alpha, and that you are the controller. And when you lead, people will follow. But one thing I just want to be clear about is that you're never going to elect yourself as the alpha. Other people will subconsciously decide that they want you as their alpha. But remember, all of this can be engineered. Okay, so now we've got the idea of subcommunications out of the way. Now I want to talk some more about being dominant. Because in every social dynamic, there's always subcurrents of dominance and submission. So of course, as the alpha, you want to be the one who's dominant. Okay, so to become the person who's dominant in any social situation, you need to be able to subcommunicate that by using all of the principles we've already talked about, as well as being able to outthink, outsmart, and outwit anyone who tries to get in your way. And I don't know if you've been aware of this before or not, but every day of your life, and I mean every day, people will try and test you to see if you remain dominant. And when someone does try and test your dominance, all you need to do is control the frame. Now, I know that might sound a little bit confusing to some of you, but let me get into it a little bit more deeply. When someone says something to you, and it's obvious that they're trying to affect you, or they're trying to offend you in some way, then they might not even be aware of it, but subconsciously, they're trying to test you. They're trying to test your dominance. Now, here's the real understanding I want you to get from this. When someone is trying to test you, you have two choices. Choice number one, you can either act like a beta, and you'll be offended by it. And by reacting to this test, you will subcommunicate that you're actually a beta, and people will ascertain that you have a lower social value than they do. Or, choice number two, the other way you can act is if someone is trying to affect you or to offend you in some way, is just completely be unreactive. Just be completely unaffected by it. Just laugh it off as if whatever it is the person is saying to you is completely irrelevant, and it just makes no sense to you at all that they would say that to you. And this is how you need to act in this kind of situation. Because now you know the person who is unreactive is the one who has the higher social status. So they are the alpha. They are the controller. And because of that, they are controlling the frame. And that should be you. You just need to be unreactive. Just do not react to whatever they say. So if someone's trying to affect you or they're trying to offend you, then if you react, then you're buying into their frame and you lose your dominance. But if you're completely unreactive and you control the frame, then you subcommunicate that you are in your own reality. And in your reality, it doesn't even happen that someone tries to say something offensive to you because you are the alpha. It's like water over a duck's back. They say something to offend you, and whatever it is they said, you just didn't even hear it. So just don't let people affect you. If someone's trying to get a reaction out of you, then just be unreactive. And as you're portraying these new traits of an alpha, and as you're using the authority hijack, which we'll get into in the next section of the course, then you'll find that people are going to try and test you. And they're most likely going to try and get a reaction out of you. And the reason why is because they're trying to see if you're really that confident alpha that you're portraying. And just understand that people will test you in every kind of way. Maybe you're at work at the lunch cafeteria and you get up to get a drink from the vending machine and then someone sits in your seat. Well, if they already knew that you were sitting there and you're about to come right back, then this person is actually trying to test you. Maybe they're not even aware that they're testing you, but subconsciously, it's a way for people to test your dominance and to assess your value. And if they see that they can get away with it and you submit to them, then you will lose your position of the alpha. Or as another example, let's take a trip to the movies again. And let's say you've got yourself some good tickets and you're right in the middle of the cinema, center screen, and you get there and someone is sitting in your seat number. Well, as an alpha, you would tell them they're in your seat and you'd ask them to move. But as a beta, you would see they're in your seat and you would decide to sit to the next seat over. So, can you see the subcurrent there of dominance and submission? By submitting to that person, you have in fact decided that their perceived value is higher than yours, so they are the alpha and not you. So by now, you must be able to see how everything comes back to value. And that's just the way the world works. And the amount of value that you have will determine how much influence you have over people. But on the upside, one positive thing that you can take from people testing you is that anytime someone is testing you, then that means they must see you as a person who's either equal value to theirs or someone who has a higher perceived value. And the more value someone thinks you will have, the more they will test you. So as an example, I've actually had someone come up to me, and this was someone who I barely knew, and they came up to me and they said, "You think you're so good, don't you?" And as soon as they said that to me, I knew that they were reacting to my value. Because usually when you meet someone for the first time, or when you don't know someone all that well, then people will generally act politely towards you. The truth is, if people are always acting politely towards you, then you're not sub-communicating that you're a high-value person. If you don't have people reacting to you, and you're not eliciting a response from people, then they see you as low-value. So in fact, we actually want people to test us, because a test isn't a negative thing, it's the opposite. You should take a test as an unconscious compliment. So when someone comes up to you and they say, "You think you're so good, don't you?" How do you remain dominant and pass that test? Well, the easiest way, as I've said before, is to remain unreactive. Do not acknowledge the test directly. By directly answering the test logically, you show betaness, which will let you fail every time and you will end up lowering your value. And most tests can actually be dealt with by remaining dominant and controlling the frame, or by just ignoring the test completely. The main thing to remember is that you are assuming higher value, and you do not have to take every communication seriously and respond to it. So if someone tries to test you by saying, "You think you're so good, don't you?" you can just laugh about it and ignore the comment like it was never said. That way, you're not buying into that person's frame. You're remaining in your own reality. And victory belongs to the person with the strongest reality and the one who's controlling the frame. And the last thing about being dominant and being the alpha is just to be confident in yourself and in your abilities. Be outgoing, be fun, have high self-esteem, and be the person who generally knows what they want in life. Because the most powerful mindset you can have is that you are the coolest person in the room, and that anything anyone says about you must be something good. Because when you have that mindset, then this is the exact opposite of the way most people think about themselves. Most people are always looking at someone else as the coolest person in the room. And most people think that people are saying negative things about them behind their backs. But if you have the mindset that you are the coolest person in the room, then you will naturally have the strongest reality. And you will make other people question their own reality. And the first person who questions their reality is also the first person to lose it. Being the alpha is all about becoming the best you can be. It's about becoming the kind of person who doesn't allow the people around you to affect you or to make you change your beliefs or your passions. It's about being your own person, and it's about being the kind of person who automatically demands respect. And the reason why you want to be this kind of person, where you don't let people change you, is because as soon as people know that you're making changes just to fit in with other people, then ultimately what you're demonstrating is that you're confirming to them that other people have higher value than you do. And when you allow people to ascertain they have higher value than you do, then you automatically lose respect from everybody else. So you don't want to be the guy that says they hate scary movies, and as soon as someone says they love them, you say, oh, well, yeah, actually, I love them too. And with that in mind, I just want to mention a few more things that you want to make sure to avoid so that you're not accidentally lowering your value. And the first thing I want to make sure you avoid is taking value instead of bringing it. And by that I mean, if you're acting shy and antisocial in front of people, then you will be taking value. And you don't want to do this. Instead, you need to always be the one who brings the value. Be the interesting person who always has an opinion, who is going out, who knows what's going on, who has the funny jokes, who's just got back from skydiving, who's just got back from some kind of adventure, even if it was just the funniest night of your life. Basically, you bring value to the interactions you have by having a life that's interesting and inspiring. And another thing you want to be sure to avoid is coming across as trying too hard. So a lot of times, if you watch the way betas act, you'll notice that they always seem to be trying too hard. For example, a common trait of a beta is they will often try and brag about themselves too much. They will brag about how much money they earn, or their new car, or their new $300 pair of designer jeans. No one likes someone who's always bragging, because it subcommunicates that someone is looking for that validation from other people. As an alpha, you don't feel the need to constantly be bragging, because you're internally validated. You know you're the man. If you buy a pair of $300 jeans, you buy them because you like them, not because you want to impress other people. A rich man doesn't have to tell you he's rich. And if he does, then he's qualifying himself to you, and he's displaying lower status instead of gaining your admiration. And trying to impress people in this kind of way is a big mistake that 99% of people make, because trying to impress people in that way communicates neediness, low value, and it communicates that you are seeking someone's approval. I mean, think about it for a second. If you don't need someone's approval, and you're sure of yourself because you know you're the man, then you won't feel the need to try and impress someone. Instead, as a person of high value, and as a person who's the alpha and the controller of the group, other people will be the ones seeking your approval. They will be the ones coming up to you and asking you if you like their new watch because it costs so much, or telling you that they just bought a new car. And we call that qualifying themselves. When a person is qualifying themselves, they're trying to give you reasons why you should like them. And this puts you in the alpha position and them in the beta position. And this is actually one of the techniques that you can use to establish your position as the alpha. If you can engineer a situation where someone is qualifying themselves to you, then you automatically become the alpha and they are the beta. So let's say you're a guy talking to a woman and you want to get her qualifying herself to you. You can say to her, I bet you get a lot of compliments from guys on your looks. And if she's attractive, then she will most likely agree. So then you could say, you know, here in LA, there's a lot of beautiful women. So if you're beautiful, it's not a big deal. So instead, what if I ask you to tell me three things about yourself that would make me want to get to know you better? And none of them can be about your looks or what you do. What would you say? And then maybe she would say, oh, you know, I'm one of these people who you can always trust, and you can tell me anything, and you can be sure that I'll keep it secret. Also, I always look out for my friends and my family. If they need anything, then I'm always there. And the last one is, I'm a really good kisser. So can you see how powerful that is? Instead of acting like a beta and trying to sell yourself to someone and trying to give them reasons to like you by bragging about yourself, instead you've completely turned the tables, and it makes the person start to qualify themselves to you. So just remember, the next time you're interacting with people, you are now in a position of high value and you are the alpha. So let other people qualify themselves to you and not the other way around. Another behavior you want to avoid is putting yourself down. So you might be in the habit of saying things like, oh, I could never get a job like that because I'm not smart enough, or I could never get a girl or a guy like that because I'm not good looking enough. You never want to put yourself down. Instead, you need to train yourself to develop different thought patterns and always think highly of yourself, and other people will think highly of you. But on the flip side, one thing that you will see an alpha do is making an obvious joke about putting themselves down while saying it in a jokey kind of way. So you might hear an alpha say something like, yeah, I'm unemployed. I sleep on a little ball on my grandparents' basement floor. Now, that's completely okay as long as it's obvious you're joking about it. One more thing is betas are afraid to say no. It doesn't matter what it is that someone is asking them to do, they will always do it. So if you want to transition from being a beta who's a pushover, then you need to stop being afraid of the word no. So next time you're in a social situation and someone who's most likely the alpha says something like, hey, let's go here and get something to eat, then I want you to try something. I want you to respond and say, nah, let's get have a drink first and then go in a bit. Now, what you've done by saying no is you've established your authority and people will see that. Now, the interesting thing will be to see how people react to you. If they agree and you do go get another drink, then chances are you don't have much work to do and you're naturally kind of alpha person anyway. But if they completely ignore you and they almost laugh off the idea, then you have a lot of work to do. But don't worry, as we're going to cover exactly what you need to do in this course, so you'll be fine. And besides that, if you're able to engineer a situation so that you're the one who's calling the shots, then believe me, there isn't much you can't do. And if any of you think that you can't do this because you're too shy, or you're too fat, or you're too old, or any of the excuses your brain is feeding you right now, then your head is in the wrong place. Right now, you're listening to social conditioning that's been pushed upon you and forced its way into your mind your whole life. And social conditioning dictates to you that only a certain type of person can be the controller, and only a certain type of person can be the alpha. Well, that's not the case. If you know what to do, and you know what to look for, and you've internalized these concepts and these ideas that I'm teaching you here today, then you'll see how this stuff can make a real difference in your life. You'll see how you can walk up to a group of people and you can completely have control over them. And you can talk and they're listening and they're laughing at your jokes. And they won't know it, but you will. They won't know that they're under your influence and they're responding to you in a certain way because of the techniques that you're going to be using every day of your life to manipulate the social dynamic. And in the next section of the course, I'm going to show you how you can become the alpha, step by step, and how you can make sure you stay the alpha and keep that position at the controller, because it's not the easiest thing to do, but it can be done. And I'm living proof of that. And if you put me anywhere, in any one of your bodies, I will dominate. Put me in any social situation, and I will dominate. I will become the one who's in control. So how else can you covertly let people know that you're the alpha? There are two main ways, and the first one is to use what we call DHV stories, and the second one is social proof. So social proof, which is the notion that if everybody else is doing something, then it must be good. So if you're in a bar with a beautiful female on your arm, it's much easier to meet women than if you're hanging out alone, because you have social proof that beautiful women are obviously attracted to you. And DHV stories, what they let you do is demonstrate higher value. So you can use a DHV story and indirectly let people know that you're the alpha instead of just coming out and saying it. But you have to keep in mind that you're not bragging. You're not saying how good you are. Instead, you're telling stories, which through the story gives people the impression that you're the alpha. So let's say, for example, on your lunch break at work, it's a Monday, and you just had the weekend, and you're talking to people, and you're sitting there, and you say, oh, geez, you know, I just had the craziest weekend of my life. And of course, people are going to be automatically drawn into reality because you're talking about cool stuff you've been doing with your life. And they're going to want to listen to you because most people's lives are so mundane and so boring. And let's say you follow up with, yeah, me and a few friends of mine, we organize these insane parties every couple of months. And we hold the party in a secret location. No one even knows where it is until the night before. And then we send out the location by text message. And this Friday, just gone, Friday night, we had the secret location. And it was a buddy of mine's penthouse in Vegas. And it was completely insane. We always have an open bar. We always have some kind of theme. And this theme was Moulin Rouge. And we even had Beyonce there. She was performing for us. So you can say anything along those lines, but of course it has to be true. And the point here is to have an interesting life that's full of value. Because when you tell a story like this, just notice how it demonstrates your value and it gives you social proof. So first of all, it shows that you're not just a guy who sits around all weekend watching TV. Instead, you're actually doing something with your life. And it makes people see that you're the kind of guy that will have value for them if they align themselves with you. So then after you tell the story, people can make the decision for themselves that you're a high-value guy. You're obviously very social and you're a leader in your social circle because you have these secret parties in these secret locations. You bring people together. And remember what I told you before near the beginning of the audio where I said that if you can make people feel like you either have something they want, something they want to be around, or you have a lifestyle that they want to be a part of, then they will automatically see you as a high value person. And because of that, they will see you as the alpha. So when you're telling your DHV story about these amazing parties you organize, why don't invite them to your next party, and then the buzz will get created about you. And buzz is where people are talking about you in a positive way, so they're saying, man, this guy organizes these insane parties, there's an open bar and celebrities there, this guy must be pretty cool, he must have something going on for him. Because by bringing people together, even when you're not around, people will be talking about you in a positive way. People will be talking about this event that you've organized. And because you're the host and you have so much value, you will have the most value in the room. Because when you introduce people to one another, they see you as a person who's adding value to their lives. And as I said before, you always want to be giving instead of taking. But your DHV stories don't just have to be about huge parties that you're organizing. It could be that you organize a night out bowling. It could be skydiving. It could be a meal out. It could be a movie night at your house. It doesn't matter what it is. The point is that you organize some event for everybody to go to, and you're now seen as the group leader who brought everybody together. And that's one of the easiest ways to be seen as the alpha and the control of the group. So can you see how powerful this is when you're offering so much value to people and at the same time you're not asking for anything in return? And you need to be using these DHV stories in any situation where you just met someone for the first time or a group of people so they can see that you have value right from the start of the interaction. And of course, you don't have to lie. Instead, just make sure you're doing some cool stuff with your life with some good friends who you know have got your back. And one more thing I want to point out here is that as you're talking, you need to act as if people will listen. You need to be excited about your interesting life, your stories. And as you talk, people will be naturally drawn to the leader of the group, and that will be you. So when you're talking, be the center of attention. Be the most dominant, loud, funny guy in the group. Any story you tell, any conversation you have, and people will always follow your lead. And that's one thing that all alphas have in common. They know that whatever it is they do, people will follow their lead, and you need to do the same. When you talk, you need to believe that people will follow your lead. Just act like you know people will follow your lead, and they will, because one thing that's a recurring theme throughout this course is that you can get away with anything if you do it with enough confidence.